AkzoNobel and Axalta filed coordinated Form 425 disclosures within 2 minutes of each other on May 27, 2026, signaling that a $25 billion coatings merger is no longer a negotiation, but a live deal running toward a close. The Form 425 is a mandatory SEC filing triggered when companies communicate with shareholders about a business combination outside a registered prospectus, and filing it means legal counsel has reviewed and approved the communication, and the deal is sufficiently advanced that regulated disclosure is required. The underlying merger agreement was first disclosed on November 18, 2025, and a preliminary F-4 registration statement was filed on May 27, 2026, containing the full deal terms, fairness opinion, shareholder vote schedule, and financial projections. This coordinated dual filing shows that communications teams, legal teams, and investor relations functions on both sides are synchronized at a level that only happens when a deal is running toward close. AkzoNobel rejected a $14.5 billion cash offer from Nippon Paint Holdings on May 1, 2026, and also passed on Sherwin-Williams, choosing instead an all-stock merger where AkzoNobel shareholders will hold 55% equity in the combined company and Axalta shareholders will hold 45%. The combined entity will have approximately $16.9 billion in sales and a $25 billion enterprise value, making it the largest specialty coatings company in the world. For a merger arbitrageur, the clock started with the Form 425 filing, and your checklist now runs through F4 effectiveness, proxy mailing, shareholder vote dates for both companies, HSR clearance, and European Commission competition decision. Each cleared milestone compresses the spread, and the EU review is the variable most likely to introduce delay. So watch the European Commission's initial review window carefully, because a phase two opening would reset spread expectations significantly. For someone building tokenized real-world asset structures around industrial equities, Axalta on the NYSE, under ticker AXTA, is encumbered equity until this deal closes or terminates, and wrapping a stock that is mid-merger in an on-chain structure creates legal and structural complexity that is not worth taking on, since the equity's identity is changing and the ticker, name, and corporate structure will all be different post-close. For a fund manager running industrial sector positions, the consolidation signal here is loud and clear. Two of the largest specialty coatings companies in the world are combining. Nippon Paint and Sherwin-Williams both lost the bid, and the competitive landscape for every other player in specialty coatings just shifted dramatically. The combined entity will have scale advantages in procurement, R&D, and customer relationships that smaller competitors cannot easily match, giving it structurally superior pricing power in a downturn. Watch for the F4 registration statement to be declared effective by the SEC, which triggers the shareholder vote process and introduces a hard timeline with concrete event implications.